Okay. The word that they say after Shavuos, the parsha that follows Shavuos is Parshas Nasai, which is of course the longest parsha. The Medrash Rabbah in this week is the longest Medrash Rabbah from any parsha. So the significance of that is that Adarabbah, after Shavuos, there's more Torah. It's longer parshas, longer Medrashim. So we should be increasing our learning now. The Eichas of Akamus. Yeah, of course. Yeah, well, that's right. So today, Mirz Hashem, we'll talk about Uvn Nechoil. Although, really, we still have left out that Machloikis, the Chazanish and Ramesha, in terms of mashing things, forget about chopping things into small pieces. Oh, that was love to do, but we still have to do that. But in terms of even leading up to this issue of Uvn Nechoil, really is predicated on the Machloikis, Ramesha, and the Chazanish. If you hold there's an issue of mashing in the first place. But regardless, even things that you are allowed to, let's say you want to mash a potato, a cooked potato from the chalent, or you want to mash, let's say, a banana, or you want to slice eggs. They have these fancy things called an egg slicer, right? With the partitions over there. Other shailas of Uvn Nechoil, like we'll see over here, it comes from which kelim, which are meyuchad, specific utensils made for chopping or cutting. A few weeks ago, somebody asked me, is it permissible to use an apple corer? This was called apple corer on Shabbos, right? You stick in the apple, or sometimes they have with the slicer, with the slicing the apples also, right? And it cores it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is that permissible to use on Shabbos as a kli?
It's not boiling, you're saying, because it leaves out. It doesn't take just the pit, so it's not boiling from the...
If it's just the core.
The middle, so
yeah.
It's not buttered up.
Right, because it has the mishkui takes the eichel and says.
Slice the skin. Slice in the
make sections.
The skin stays.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, they have ones that take the skin
off. Together while you're slicing it? So that's also Shiloh. Would that be a problem of Uvn Nechoil? So, as a hakdama to the sugya of Uvn Nechoil, I'll just read you a letter which Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote. This is Rav Yadler from the Sefer Maror HaShabbos. He put out now 4 volumes already, and each of them he has letters which he had a correspondence with Rav Shlomo Zalman. So Rav Yadler asks him about something that was written in his name in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosa, and then he asks him another Shaila about the whole, what is the gather of the Nechoil? What are the parameters of the Nechoil? Pretty basic question. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, as is, for those that know his style, this is very apropos for him. He writes, "Over ikar hagdaras uvd dechayil, concerning the whole concept of uvd dechayil, agid le ne'amona." I'll tell you the truth. Shemitzara svara nira dahayna b'chiyai gavner shregil laseis oisa dover b'shosh misaski b'dover shosa laseis b'shabis. If you're engaging in something that this is normally what you would engage in at the time you're doing during the week, something that's also to do on Shabbos. Umishum kach, and for that reason, gam medida, to take measurements, or havle uvdin dechoil, is also in the choil. Umishum derech klal, moididin kedei lasis achakach masha osa lasis b'Shabbos. Usually you measure something, or like you'll say, let's say the question about taking someone's temperature on Shabbos. And there's also, you're trying to measure, you're getting a certain measurement, right? Measuring a baby bottle, measuring the exact amount of ounces to prepare something. All sorts of measurements, like we'll see some of the different makaris. He says that since there are cloud, you made it in kach, lasis, achach, vash, oslas, vishavis, that will be osir. Amarti mishum kach, bimoid chaim, which is
A thermometer.
Hurak uvde dechayla, v'lay shal chayla. Okay? Not uvde dechayla, it's uvde dechayla. Fine. He says, ach, afo pikein, ein ani yoidea dovar barabuzet. Even though I would say that would seem that's what the gedder is, we'll explain it more. He says, I don't know exactly the gedder. Ain't any yedeh dava barabaza. Fine, and then he answers the shiloh that was asked to him, and we'll see when we get to it. So it is something not clear, because it's really not clear in the Shulchan Aruch. It's scattered around. And the first of the sources here, the first page, is a tshuva for a Moshe. Right, that's page number one. This is a tshuva in Teichen, and that's where it comes into Teichen, because really, the Shulchan Aruch, if you go to page 3, in the second citation, Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Hilchus, Shimon Shinchov Aleph Sif Yud. So that's Milud Teichen that we're learning. Also, Ligru HaGevina, B'Shabbos, B'Meirik Chorutz, Baal Pivyos, Shekirin, Ralyu. In other words, it's written in Yiddish, we call it a ribaisen, which is a grater. So this is a Meirik Chorutz, a grater that has teeth, and you grate things, slice things with this grater. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, it's also to use a grater on Shabbos, which would mean even something that would be permissible to grind on Shabbos. Okay, there will be no iser in grinding it. For example, let's say an egg. We said egg is not gidulei karka, doesn't grow from the ground, therefore there's no issue of grinding it on Shabbos. But yet, you're not allowed to use a grater, which is what I think many people use to make their egg salad. They use a grater. That you can't use on Shabbos. You would have to use a fork or a knife to chop the eggs to make egg salad. But to use this kli, which is miyuchad, is aser. And over there, the Mishnah Berurah says, on that halacha in Sif Yud, Shekirin Ralyu Beloshet Ashkenaz is a ribaisen, the kivan shakli miyuchad lekach, since this kli is specific for this avoda, hareza derechoil. Therefore, is a problem of umdun dechoil. Similarly, you can't grind spices with a makhtashes, a mortar. It's also going to be aser. V'yim Kaini says, even this whole heter of the Rajwa, we've been talking about that if you're chopping something into small pieces, but you're going to eat it right away, to use this kli miyuchad, still will be aser. Fine. So that you'll be able to do. But to use a kli miyuchad would be aser. To use a grater to chop eggs would be aser.
You can't chop with a grater.
Sorry, to grate with the grater.
But no, you end up with these masher things. That's a kli. That's miyuchad for.
Yeah, it's called a potato masher.
Right,
but you can certainly use it for cooked eggs, hard boiled eggs. Right. Yeah, but it's miyuchad for that malacha. It's miyuchad for grinding or grating or smashing things into fine small pieces.
For making the mashed potatoes.
Making mashed potatoes, right. But they come with little holes and they're made to chop something up. So if you're going to use them for eggs, it's also going to be a kli miyuchad lekach, what you're making into small pieces.
So that's together, like if you had a potato masher, I'm not asking, if you had a potato masher, at some point, you have to understand what's the difference between it and a mazlik, you know, like a fancy mazlik that they would normally use. What makes it then? You know what I'm saying?
A fork is not miyuchad for smashing things.
Really,
a fork is miyuchad for eating.
No. I'm just saying, at what point do you make, like, take an egg slicer? Right? Uh-huh. So you can use an egg slicer because it's just a bunch of knives together that are cutting down, right? So therefore, then we view it as a bunch of knives, not as a clear miyuchad for whatever it is that you want to do. So what point?
I don't know. I think that's the shaila here. When you have an egg slicer or a cheese slicer.
It's very simple, and yet it's specific for cutting cheese.
And that was the shaila to Rav Moshe.
Which has to be
an egg slicer, a cheese slicer, a meat slicer, a bread slicer. Even the bread slicer, it's miyuchad, right? It looks a little bit like a violin or a paper cutter. that it has it cuts to a specific size, and maybe that's it's meyuchud for slicing things on Shabbos. Now, really, Ramesha had said, I think we mentioned this, Ramesha in the tshuva right before this, are you allowed to slice things very thin? Is the malach of teichin only dicing things, chopping things into tiny, small pieces, or even slicing things to thin pieces? Which the Tzemach Tzedek Taka says that even slicing things thin is also within the malach of teichin, that's grinding. There seems to be a raya in the Gemara that it first cuts reeds into very thin slices, even though they're not chopped up, it's very thin slices, it's going to be usher. And Ramesha says no, which really went along in the lines of the way we explained teichin, because teichin is grinding something or cutting something into small pieces, which now you're masaking it to use for what you want to use it for. So by the case of a reed, you're slicing it into very thin slices, which now you can make your basket, that indeed is teichin. But by a cucumber or tomato, which Ramesha was talking about over there, he felt there's no issue in slicing it into thin slices. Long thin slices won't be a problem.
Like, that's how you can do it with your teeth.
A cucumber.
You could chew a cucumber slice by slice with your mouth. Yeah, I mean, it'd be awkward, but you could.
Right. No, but the question is even before that stage.
Vegematic for 24.99.
The question is slice the cucumber into a long, thin slice.
Oh, the long way.
Or cut it in the round pieces, or tomato. Right? But maybe cutting it very, very thin, maybe that's considered dak. Uh-huh. And indeed, the Tzemach Tzedek said it's a shiloh of deraisa. You have to be machmer.
Clara Rashi rejects that, right? He also says that paris silver is lo garcina, right? He knew there was such a garcia as paris silver. That it can't be paris if you're just slicing the silk, and then that's not a hadar of taifa. Even though he holds that by a chilta, they're cutting the reed, so that the cut slicing something is not a hadar of. That's the meaning of paris.
You're saying Rashi's coming la fuga that.
Yeah.
And that's the whole raya, because Rashi says don't be geiris paris.
Yeah, well, why he says parim? You need parim, right?
So, is that what he's saying? You need parim?
He's saying
the metzias of silka was they would chop it into small pieces because let's say it's bitter, and that's the what the Gemara wants to bring out.
Be paris, because that's not considered that according to
Rashi. No, I'm saying what's the raya?
The raya is that paris wouldn't be that.
Maybe it would be. Maybe paris is also a problem. Rashi says, our gear says parim silka. Because we're talking about the silka which you chop up into the small pieces. Maybe paris is also a problem. But you don't do that with a silka. So, alright. So that's the shiloh. All of these kalim which are miyuchud for slicing, miyuchud for chopping, miyuchud for grating, do they all go into the gedder of the nechel or not? So that's what the Rabbi Eider asked Rabbi Moshe, this tshuva here in Chelek Dalad, Simenayin Dalad, Ois Dalad. He says the Rivash writes that Osaligra Gvina, now back to page 1. And it's paskin a shulchan aruch shulchan chav aleph sif yud. Is a mutalach to gvina oy beitzim bekevam im yichon lekach. And bechlau, what's the gedder umdin dechoil? Okay, that's what Ramesh was asked. So what does Ramesh say? He has a very interesting hagdara, an interesting chiddush. This is a classic Ramesh. He went straight to the sources. Straight to the cases in Shas and the Shulchan Aruch where you find Nechel, and he basically comes out with an understanding of Nechel, which then he fits into all of these cases and presents the parameters of Nechel. Based on that, you know, could use an X slicer or not. So what does he say? So I don't want to go through the whole tshuva. You could see yourself. Most of it is just different examples.
His first slide is saying just what I just said. Slicing is not that.
let's read it. Lefi ma'ashik asafti lekashum iser. Now he's going back on that tshuva about slicing things long, right? Tahare zerach chaticha lachalokim veloy dak. Okay, so he says. What's the egg slicer made to do? It's made to slice things thin. So if you hold that slicing things thin is not in the gedder of teichin, so obviously it's not a kli miyuchad from malacha, because no malacha in cutting things thin. So according to Ramesha, a meat slicer which cuts thin slices of meat, bread slicer, egg slicer, all of these things would not be a problem.
What about?
You know, a vegetable slicer, or those things that they sell, you know, the things you chop down, right? Yeah. So that certainly is miyuchad for cutting things into small pieces, to dice things. And that, l'chayra, from this line, would be awesome.
What about, like, in a food process, there's a blade that, like, it's meant for, like, cutting, like, carrots. Are you going to adjust the size? It's very thin.
Right, so if it's just thin and long, it wouldn't be a problem.
You could adjust it like thick.
Right, thin and long, like people make carrot salad, the long pieces of carrots, but thin, that wouldn't be a problem.
Put a cucumber, put it into that Vegemite thing. Not on a vertical position, but on a horizontal position. And then you slice it. So the slices do come out long and not little pieces. You have two choices. You have a very fine mesh, or you have a larger mesh. If you use a larger mesh, you take your cucumber and you put it down, it's sliced like this into long pieces, as opposed to putting it like this or like that.
So it's one blade? What is it?
It's many different. It looks like this. It has sharpened pieces of metal that run across in a crisscross.
Yeah.
And there's a fine mesh, and there's a larger mesh to it. So then you take the piece and you slam it down like this, and out from the bottom comes the Israeli salad.
Okay, with one slice down.
One
quick hand of the motion of that. Okay, yeah. Fine.
So
that sounds like klim yuchud for teiching.
Right, but you can make it into long pieces like that, so all of a sudden the cucumber is sliced lengthwise, as opposed to putting it up like that, but it's not, and all these become very small pieces.
Uh-huh. So it depends how you put the vegetable.
Yeah.
Okay, so I would say, what would you say about that case? See, the problem is not so much in the outcome of it. The problem is that kli miyuchad for teichin, miyuchad for malacha? And you're telling me that kli is miyuchad for malacha, that Vegematic is miyuchad for malacha, to chop things finely. You have a way of putting the vegetable in a certain position, and it doesn't come out like that. But the kli is also because of the nechud.
Then why wouldn't those cheaper egg slices also be the kli miyuchad? You're not going to use that as a knife.
We have to discuss. Because it doesn't do the malach.
He just said
Wait, because it doesn't do the malach. What he's saying is that if you have a kli that does malacha, and then you ask the question, what if I use it in such a way that it doesn't do malacha? He's saying it's a din in the kli, but that's ubdudachal, that's the way you would act during the week. But if you have a kli that never does malacha, like let's just say I have you choose it, something that's completely mutra, a book, right? So you can never say it's opening a book is ubdudachal because I do it on the weekday, because there's no iser, it'll ever
look. A knife. A knife is not ubdudachal. Why? Because a knife is not meant to do something that's usur to do on Shabbos. It's meant to cut things, not us to cut things. But that keli, that veggie, what is it called?
Vegematic. My wife bought it.
Okay.
29 boxes.
That.
It's amazing.
Would the way you put it, would the way you put it in, could it qualify as a shinui? Be enough to. Are you saying that once the kli is.
A shinui to use a kli miyuchalakak?
I think if I use it in for something not normal.
I think using the kli on Shabbos is also good in the chayil, and the kli is muktzah.
How about using a scissor to cut like a potato?
A scissors is a kli shemalachta le'iser, right? Because it's made to do iser. It would also be also because of the dechayil.
But not a chicken scissors.
Right, no, that's made to cut food. It's like a knife. Yeah.
You set it aside to cut meat if you didn't have a sharp knife.
The scissors?
Before Shabbos. Say, I'm going to use this to cut my meat.
Just for this Shabbos?
For this Shabbos.
Yeah, but this, the machlokes, the bach and the labush, if you have to have miyuchad, l'chol ha'shabbos, miyuchad l'olam. Yeah. Although it may make a difference if it's a keli. That's miyuchad. Let's say you want to be miyachad a rock to be, let's say, a doorstopper. It has to be miyuchad le'olam. Could be a keli, an existing keli will be enough to miyachad it just for that Shabbos. That could be. Yeah. Okay, so Ramesha says the egg slicer slicing an egg into thin pieces, I hold, is not a problem in the first place. So obviously, it's not a problem in the chayim. Anything that makes the malacha easier to do, anything that makes my work easier, is that going to be also in the choil? The gambish abish yitzerev v'ratzin lahokil. On Shabbos, we want to make things easier, right? Shabbos is Yom Menucha, so we want to have a more peaceful time. So Adrabi says, on the contrary, we want to make things as easy as possible. So if I could facilitate the things I have to do with modern inventions of different types of kelim utensils that make my work easier, says Ramesha, logic would dictate that it should be more mutter, not more awesome. That's his starting point. That's his premise. The rivash we're talking about a grater which is made to chop things into small pieces, which like you know, which you do during the week. The chayin liver of bekinayin v'tamchoy is malacha shes kizu shayis and mechal shlanikal zeh berer malacha arayis ala kvua. Okay. So, what Ramesha continues to say is like this. What's Ramesha's hagdara? This is the way I think it could be explained. You can see it yourself. It's not 100% clear what he's trying to describe over here. I think this is what he's the way it can be understood. Like Ramesha says, on Shabbos, really, things should be made easier than harder. Okay? On the other hand, it can't be that this is an activity that you're doing which seems like you're doing an activity which you normally do during the week. But if it's only, let's say, something which you're just finishing off, you're just doing the finishing touches, or something you already prepared before Shabbos and now you're just adding to it, then that would be considered Uvda Dechoy. But something that it looks like you're doing something which sort of should have been done before Shabbos, or something that you normally do before Shabbos, then that's going to be awesome. Okay? For example, there's a case in the Gemara in Shabbos. Here he quotes it from the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Lamed Hey. You see, we're now in the third paragraph, second line. Lokitas Peresim in Shin Lamed Hey Sifei. What happened? You have, let's say, a bowl of apples that's scattered out on the floor. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to gather them up and put them into a sal. You can't gather them up and put them into a basket. Why? Mishum uvdun dechayl. And what kind of uvdun dechayl is there? Uvdun dechayl? What's a weekday activity to gather up your apples? He says, Vadai, zeh malach shayis malikit hisperis lahatmina. Because normally, when you gather your fruits, when the farmer gathers his fruits during the week, he's gathering them to put them away, to store them away. So this is something that's normally done during the week, to store them away. So you gather them, lasal v'kupa, to a basket or a box, v'gamet asadus eisen kein. And that's why it's going to be usher. Because this is normally something you do during the week, to gather up the fruits, to store them away. He says, however, if you present in a nice silver dish or a crystal bowl, you put it out on the table for the guests, and your two-year-old comes along and wants a nice apple right from the bottom, spills out the whole bowl, it goes all over the dining room floor. So we're going to say, you can't clean it up. Says Ramesha, oh, you're just gathering it into a bowl that you put to serve at the table? That's not Uvdun Dechol. That doesn't resemble a weekday activity. What resembles a weekday activity? When you're using the type of kli, the sal, or the kupa, which normally is meant made to store away. So that's something that you shouldn't be done before Shabbos. So that, if you use it on Shabbos, that resembles something that's normally done during the week. As opposed to a smaller kli, which you use to serve at the table, that's not a problem. Okay? Ulavake Eitzim, his next case. So this is to chop wood on Yom Tov. Normally, to add wood to the fire should be mutter on Yom Tov, but to chop even big pieces of Eitzim on Yom Tov is Aser. The Kardim, Megeru, Vamagel, to use specific Kela made for that. The Hang Kli Uman, Venerika Eitzim, Malacha. Again, Ramesh says his principle is like this. If you're doing something on Shabbos, which is noticeable, that it's only being done for sort of its immediate use, and it's only being done in not in a permanent fashion, and not in a long-term fashion, not in a long-term goal to store things away, or to chop up the wood, let's say, to store in the shed to have all the wood ready. If it's just being done for right now, the last finishing touches, that's going to be mutter. But why? Why can you use a kli for this? Because normally, when you use these kalim to chop wood, that looks like you're doing it for storing purposes. Looks like you're doing it like you're setting aside on Tuesday afternoon, you're going to chop your wood for the next 2 weeks. And that's us to do on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. But if you're not using a keli, which is normally used for that type of activity, for storage, for permanent, for putting it away, that's going to be mutter.
How do you chop wood without
a... Huh?
Fly shack.
Cleaver.
Yeah.
Not an axe or a saw.
Yeah, so he's talking about an axe, a saw, which is normally done to have... To chop wood, yeah, because you could you for eichel nefesh. So to use a kli miyuchad, so that's what Ramesha says. Then he has an interesting case. There's a case in Shin Lamed Zayin. It's also to sweep your house with a broom made out of kismin, like small pieces of straw or small pieces of thin pieces of wood. Why? Because they're going to break. Now, it's also to sweep your floor because uvdin d'chol. I'm going to tell your wife, I can't sweep the floor on Shabbos. It's uvdin d'chol. Why? Because you sweep during the weekday?
Because you said so. I'm just going to refer to you.
Because you sweep during the weekday? Right? That doesn't make sense. Right? As like the Rambam will see, you eat during the weekday also. You walk during the weekday also. So it's also to do it on Shabbos. So again, Ramesha here, in his novel approach to this, he says... What's the issue? So he says, if you're sweeping a house with a broom which is made from these splinters, these small pieces of wood or straw, that they break, even though it's not for sure that it will break, why is it uvdin d'chol? The etzem hakibud hu uvdin d'chol. Really, sweeping is something you do during the week, and as you sweep, lekovet Shabbos, to get the house clean for Shabbos. The shabbos Shabbos, sorry, lenakis habayis lekovet Shabbos. You have to sweep on every Shabbos, lekovet Shabbos. V'rakish shenasa idei ha'achila. But if during your meal, some of the kids made a mess, shatinoikes lichlecha aritzpa. The kid messed up the floor, dirtied the floor with his food. Shemutter, same thing, is even an example. Shemutter mitam dabalik graf shorei. She'ein lezet tzorech elo bekibut she'ein emosif oy dvarim lechabdom. That the only purpose over there is if there was a small spill. So all you have to do with those small, let's say that he knocked over some crumbs on the floor, he knocked over some food on the floor, all you have to take is a small brush and clean up that area. And as you're not cleaning up the whole house, see, you're just trying to get that dirt away. So, but if you're going to use a broom, by using using a broom, are you going to break because you call them the bristles, Hare Yosef Ze Malacha, you're going to be adding work to yourself. During the week on Friday when you clean your house with those brooms, since that broom gets a much better cleaning job on the whole house, you don't mind if it's extra work when those bristles break off. You can have extra work with cleaning them up. It's going to be nicer. But if you're going to do that on Shabbos, a very interesting understanding, Rav Moshe says.
So he would ask for a plastic broom for the same reason. It couldn't break.
A plastic broom?
Plastic bristles.
That cannot break?
Bristles don't break.
Right, so that should be mutter. I would say that's mutter.
Uh-huh.
Why? He's saying, what can't you do with this broom? A broom that you use during the week in order to prepare. Again, it's for sort of for the long haul. Now, the long haul is just for Shabbos. But you're using something during the week, which even though it really makes the job harder, because the bristles can break off and you'll have to clean them up also. But since you're doing it for a longer period of time, you don't mind that it's more work, because in the end of the day, it becomes a better job. But if you're going to do that on a Shabbos, again, that looks like you're doing something which you normally do during the week. So therefore, even though I'm only using the broom for a small spill that happened right now, and it's just going to take me 2 minutes to do, but using the kli which you normally use for a longer activity, which is done before Shabbos, will be us because of Uvdin Dechor. So that's what Rav Moshe says.
Not to be magnanimous, so it's on the length of time, but I think what Rav Moshe seems to be saying is, if you have a malacha that has in it an additional tircha that you're willing to be mevater on the tircha because it gets the job done better, that fits Uvdin Dechor. So therefore over here, you're mevater on the additional tircha that's caused by the breaking of bristles because you get a better outcome. But when you're doing a malacha on Shabbos, you want to, not a malacha, but you're doing an action on Shabbos that you want a certain outcome, then you just want something that's going to get the job done without additional work, without doing it in the best possible way. So therefore, so here, you usually Irish Shabbos, you sweep the broom, you break the bristles, you don't care, because it gets the job done better. Here, we're going to clean up the mess. You have to do it in a way that's only going to clean up the mess, not going to create additional work in the course of cleaning up the mess.
Right.
Laptop goes for a longer haul, but for a better outcome.
The broom with the non-breakable bristles, because it just isn't the clean that will do the best job, and that's the clean that will do the best job. And he's saying that it's not just that, it's that added tier for part that makes it. Otherwise, he's saying that you should be able to use the perfect, you know, the broom. You should have to use something different. It's like a mado in that case, or like a card.
But I think you have to make a synthesis between the two svaras that are being said. Why? Because it can't be Ramesha saying anything that you use during the week which makes it easier is usher on Shabbos.
No, nothing makes it easier, because
right?
If Fakarity says on Shabbos you need to make it.
It is making it easier.
But something that makes it harder.
Oh, but then again, by the slicer, right, by a slicer, it doesn't make it harder. Right, that's why I think you need both. In other words, by the broom, the Ramesha is saying like this. What the Isra on Shabbos is to use a kli which you normally use during the weekday, only during the weekday, the kintud on a Shabbos, even though right now I'm not really using it in a way that I would normally use during the week. But still, it looks like it's nicker that you're using a kli which is normally done only during the week. Now, by the broom, why do you only use it during the week? Because over there, even though it makes the job harder, I still prefer to use the kli miyuchad, which makes the job harder because of the broken bristles, because it does a better job. So therefore, even on Shabbos, even though I right now have an easy job to do, but that kli is normally only used on the weekday because it's normally a harder job. And on Shabbos, I have to make my job only easier. And by the axe or the saw, which I normally cut the wood for, that also, why is that a kli which is normally only used during the week? Because that's a kli which normally is done for storing away purposes. So if I'm doing on Shabbos, that resembles something that I would normally do during the week. So I can't use that type of kli. So that's Ramesh's Hagdar over here. That's Ramesh. Again, I think it's a Chiddush. No one, you don't find this in the Rishonim, the Achronim. This is Ramesh, what he says. And And to answer the original Shaila, that are you allowed to use an egg slicer or a cheese slicer, says that's not malacha at all, so that's a bimut. Let's go to the next page. And this Shaila that we just mentioned was asked to Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, to Rav Moshe Zatzal. Seems like it was a good Shaila because it was asked to the Rambam. Okay, well, let's see if we can learn the Rambam. How many Tshuvas HaRambam did we learn in our lives? Yeah, a lot of Rambam, but not Tshuvas HaRambam. Okay, so the Rambam had several hundred Tshuvas that he answered that from all over the world. So this was the Shaila asked to him. Talakuza besichsa, shehu aser. This the Gemara says that you can't. Gemara in the beginning of the 20th parak says you can't suspend a netting over a jug, which would then you would strain the wine through that netting, and you can't suspend it over it. The Gemara says it's aser. Okay, so the Gemara seems to say it's aser because of a chiyuv. Chatas, it's also because of oil. It's some resemblance to oil by putting a roof on top of this jug. So the Gemara says, if you did that, yechayev chatas. Says the Gemara, tolakuza besichsa, it also should be aser. And what is tolakuza besichsa? It seems that just sort of hanging your hat on a nail, hanging your jacket on the hook when you come in on Shabbos, is that also aser? In other words, the kasha was, I mean, one doesn't connect with the other. The way the Ritva over there, and that's how the Rambam understands this Gemara also, that something as simple as that, you tell me it's aser on Shabbos, you tell me you have a chat as you did on Shabbos, if I hang my hat on the hook, that's aser. Here too, if I just stretch over the mishmeris, I just stretch over this netting over a jug, that should be aser on Shabbos. I don't understand that. That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara answers, you're right, it's only aser because of Uvdin Dechol. So this Tolakuzim Besich Shishuas Im Lalami Menel Lechol Dover Shein Tehlem B'Shabbos Kigayin Amitz Nefes M'chein Kiyotzi Bohen Yoyreinu Adoineinu. Okay, please instruct us and guide us. What is the gather of this Isser? Could I not hang my hat on the hook on Shabbos? Tshuva. It's not like you thought you thought that the Gemara means that indeed it's usher to be talakuza, to hang, let's say, a jug, the Gemara's case, a jug, or hang your hat on a nail on a hook. No, the Gemara never meant to say it's usher. You want to learn that other things. No. I'll explain the whole halacha. You'll have the answer. The jug, and the hat. There's no issur. The Gemara never meant to say it's usher. The truth is, you learn that Gemara. That's what it seems like Gemara is saying, because Gemara says if you put a mishmeres over the jug, what's it says? Chayv chatas. Amar Abaya, so talakuzu b'sich. So it's also be usher. So Gemara answers, okay, it's uvdin dechol. So you're left with that talakuzu b'sich. So it seems like it's usher. Says the Rambam, no, it meant to say that's preposterous to say that to hang a jug on a hook is usher. To hang your hat on a nail is usher. So why should hanging the mishameris over the jug, why should that be usher? So here he goes through the Gemara. Tanan v'chacham aimnim ein teilunus a mishameris b'yamtif. You can't suspend the strainer on yamtif on the jug. V'einoisin, you can't put in the shmar and the sediments of wine letluya, one that was already suspended b'shabbos. V'amini Gemara yibaylu tolamai. Let's say someone suspended the mishmeres on Shabbos. Pirushay misha tala mishmeres mau. Am Rav Yosef tala chayv chadis. The kosev Rav Yosef shezesh tala asa oil kavua has just made an oil. Vareyu tolda biyade is just in a tolda of binyan. Ulafiga chayv chadis. Hikshal ababaye. V'omar, Sabaya says, if you suspend this mishameris on top of the jug on Shabbos, yichayv chatos, elameyato, so from there I would imply, tola kuz besichsa, if you hang a jug on a nail, hachinayim de mechayiv, kloimer. In other words, shimtaymer, shezeh, she'asru chacham, lidlis mishameris, neshu oisa oil kavu al vichayv chatos, I don't know why he says Chachamim. Chacham of the Mishnah. Maishna Mishameres. Why is it only a Mishameres? You know, he's asking in a way that even that should be also to do on Shabbos. Ve'enai came, but it's not so. Elamut litlis hakuz v'misnefes. Oh yeah, shisha uchi yaitze behen biyosei. Of course, you're allowed to hang a jug or a hat or a any sort of item on a hook on Shabbos. There's no way like that. So that was Abaye's kasha. Elam Abaye, it's midrabon. It's aser kadesh shaliyase kaderah shu oisem b'chayil. So Abaye says the reason why you're not allowed to suspend a mishameres, a strainer, a netting over a jug, is because of uvdun d'chayil. It's not aser because of oil. It's aser because uvdun d'chayil. Pirushai. Amr Abaye, Eina Tam Bisa Tliyas Abishavres, Mneshu Isa Oil, Ela Isa Tliyasa is only Midirabonon, Shalayasa Gedeshu Isa Bechon. Okay? The Rambam is laying it all out very clearly. He's a great teacher.
Right.
So that's what he's saying. Abaye is saying, is it also to hang somebody's hat on the hook? Absolutely not. To hang a jug on the, you hang your little cup saucer on that hook's in the closet? Not also.
Something else going on with the strainer over the jug.
So the strainer over the jug is also mishum why? Not like you thought it's also mishum oil. You're making a tent on Shabbos. It's also because of umdun dechayil.
But that makes sense.
It makes total sense if you understand what Avdin Dechayil is. But the Rambam has not explained what Avdin Dechayil is.
Serving some straining purpose or some covering purpose?
We'll explain what the activity. Normally, what you do is you take the jug, you stretch over the strainer, and you make sure it's taut around the sides. Then you take the sediments of wine, you put it on top of the strainer, you'll pour some water through it, so you'll get the last drips of wine out of it. That's what you do. You would strain. You put this mishameres and then you strain through it. Cheese straining cloth. On Shabbos.
Use cheesecloth.
Or a cheesecloth. Right. But straining on Shabbos is an isser. An isser of Beira or Merakid. Okay? Now, so what's the isser of the Dechayil? So let's see what the Rambam says. V'hinei. Limarita sho isser midrabbanan hu taliyas hamishameres. It's also in the Rabbanim because of Uvnin Dechayil to hang this Mishameres, this suspended. The Visha Mishameres, Oise Malacha. This strainer does Malacha. In other words, what you're going to do next is strain the sediments, strain the wine. The Chayiv Skila, if you do that. Lafikach, Oser Taliyasar. It's going to be Oser to even suspend it. That's why you're not allowed to suspend it as you do during the weekday. But to suspend or to hang a jug or a hat, that's going to be a sir. Why? That has no shaykhis, no connection to an isir malacha on Shabbos. Im Kane, because if you're going to say even to hang your hat on a hook, because you do that during the week when you come into the house, is Asher. Im Kane lo yechal keder shuaychel b'chol. Don't eat the way you eat during the week. V'lo yisav keder shuaychel b'chol. And don't recline during the way you decline during the week. Dover baruhu lemeivin. It's self understood. She'ein at the meitzel la'olam dvarim she'asru chachamim shalav shliyaz keder shuaychel b'chol. You don't find. This is what the Rambam says. Look at this line. You don't find the Chachamim ever forbade something to because of Uvdin Dechayil, Ela Dvarim She'efsher She'yagilu L'malacha. Only something that may bring you to do a Malacha. Kegoyin, for example. This is a Gemara in the, I think it's Perachabes in Shabbos, the beginning of Chavis. Someone's barrel of, he sees his barrel of wine, gets a little crack in it, and he sees his wine starting to spill out, or his oil starting to spill out, you know, waste a whole barrel of wine, he's going to fall all over the floor. So what does he want to do? So he wants to soak it up in a sponge or towels, soak up that wine, she shouldn't lose it. Says the Gemara, Lo yisboig b'yayin, or yatpiach b'shemen. You may not soak up or sponge up the wine or the oil. Why? Because it's umden dechayil. What's umden dechayil about saving your wine? Zokderambam shem tatir loy, because if you're going to permit this, shema yovili de schita. You know what the problem is? If you allow the person to take a towel and soak up all of the wine, you know what the next step he's doing is?
Squeezing
it into a new barrel and then put it again and do. So what's umden dechayil, says the Rambam? Umden dechayil is an activity that we are worried that what you're going to do next is the malacha. So the reason why you can't suspend the mishameris on a jug is because if you suspend it, you know what you're going to do next? Strain your wine.
What else would you do?
Why would I put it over in the first place?
Huh?
There it seems like fila, my intention would be to strain. Otherwise, why would I bother to put the mishmeres over the jug?
What else would you put it on?
Why would I even come on to do that if I didn't have my
protection? Oh, I mean, no, you're putting it there, but is there an issue to do it?
Oh, no, I hear. And I understand what he's saying. Yes, either you say he wants to do that for that purpose, but he's asking why would he do that if he knows he can't really strain? And if he can,
but is there an issue to do it?
You're going to do it. Is an issue to do what you're going to do.
So
the next step is also right. But let's say I come to my house and I start to do it, and then somebody walks in and tells me, oh, you know what, you're not allowed to strain the wine. So look, did I do an issur in putting the mishameres there or not? It's also to put the mishameres there.
Yeah, so
the mishameres is used to strain wine mam. So you're putting in water, so it might be sorry. It might be the putting in the water that we're worried about. It's putting wine.
Right, whatever yeah. Subsequent use is,
well,
but
the only head we have by Beirer is if you have shmarim already on the thing. So here, in this case, you don't have it. So why in the world would the person be putting it there? So you say either because stam, you want to know, is it also because of any issur in that alone, putting it there? Let's say if you wanted to do it for after Shabbos, okay, is any issur in doing that? Or let's say you wanted to put it on top of the jug, but not to strain now, but let's say I have some wine in the jug already, and I want to protect it that no, let's say, dust should fall into it. So that act of stretching over the shemeres on top of the jug is independently usher because of uvden dechayil.
It's activities I normally do, but I'm prone to fall into the habit of forgetting.
Exactly. That's what the Rambam tells us. The activity that you do that during the weekday, what sort of the next step is a malacha. That's what's asim shum de dechel. Which is asim drabbanan, gzer rabbanan, which seems, the Rambam seems to be really limiting it to things that you do it now, and something that you will do is you would all those.
Yeah, let's split the chips with an axe. You wouldn't fall into this category.
Let's see if we'll fall into the category. Let's see.
So my question is: if you have an expensive bottle or a jug of wine, and you come downstairs and you see it's leaking, I don't know about you, but I'm not going to take a towel and start soaking it up. I would transfer it to another jug. That would be the farthest thing from my mind, to use a towel without polluting your own expensive wine.
No, but now it's so spilled all over your table, right? I mean, what are you going to do next?
Take a glass of a carton of milk, which starts to leak in the shop this morning.
Right. So no, I was saying, the wine that's spilled out already,
what are you going to do?
Seems to be lost. So could I soak that up?
From putting the mishmeres. That's something completely different.
Yes, something totally different. Yeah. Different case.
Okay.
And as there, the Gemara says, if your wine is spilling out, it's now on the floor, your only recourse is take a sponge or take a towel, soak it up, and so the Gemara says you can't do that. Why? Uvnun dechayil. What is uvnun dechayil? Meaning, because the Rambam learns, because if I allow you to soak it up, the Rambam had said, normally during the week, what would you do? You would then go squeeze it out. So on Shabbos, you can't even do the first step.
So what's the other way to do it?
What, the wine? Get a big straw.
Okay, barring the fact that you can't
drink it. Yeah.
You can't drink wine off the floor.
Yeah. No, that's what it says. You can't.
So how would
what you could do is you can bring whatever wine is left in the jug, you get kalem. And you, like you're saying, switch it, transfer it to a different cleat.
No, the wine is on the floor, so you're right, you're stuck. You have to only
so you cover it with a big container or something.
Yeah.
Okay. But no, that's what I was going to say. You can't do that. It's like the towel.
Paper towel is different than towel, yeah.
You're not going to go and squeeze
the
paper towel out.
Yeah.
You would.
No, because during the week, the disposables, during the week, that's not normal what you do. You don't care that it's wet, and it's, you know, yeah. Two other cases, the Rambam, let's say there's one other case, this second last paragraph in the Rambam. Right? This is the case that we saw in Ramesha. What happens, the fruits that scattered out in your yard, that's the Gemara. And again, what in the world does this have to do with Umdu Dechol by gathering up fruits? Says the Rambam Shim Tatirloi Shema Yovili De'imur. Again, the same principle the Rambam is saying. If they allow you to gather up your fruits on Shabbos, you may end up coming to Me'amer.
No, that's an important point. Is collecting a Peros Imur what
happened?
The Gemara says clearly in Be'ah that collecting together vegetables is not Imur Kisai Kolevitz Makshev. So the Rambam is saying that even though this particular thing would lead to Imur, but because it looks like Imur, that's already enough.
So the way the Tiferes Yisrael understands it is it will come to Imur. By that case, by Imur, pressing them together. By pressing them together in the basket, that will be Ma'amr. That will be considered like you bundled it together. So even gathering it up is also, why? Because during the week, that when you gather up your fruits, let's say you gather up figs and put them in the basket, you stuff them together. And that's already Ma'amer, which is an Issa D'Oraisa, one of the 39 Malachos on Shabbos. So you can't even do it the stage before because of what it might lead to. Okay?
Something like apples that might not apply.
It would seem like that. It would seem like, according to this understanding, that something like apples, which during the week that you wouldn't do, the chayr should not be a problem. So this is what the Rambam says. We'll finish it. He may come to strain. To hang a jug on a hook. To hang a hat on a hook. If there's nothing that in your activity that you're doing now, you would come during the weekday to do malacha, there's absolutely nothing wrong with doing this during the week. Okay? That's what the Rambam says. That's what the Rambam says. And is what the Hagdara, the parameters of Uvda Nechayil are. According to the way it says here in the Rambam, it's limited to only cases which, during the week, if you would do this activity, it would, then the next step, in the next stage, it would lead to, so what you normally do during the week is a malacha, therefore they cut it off at the first stage. And they said you can't even do that, which you normally do during the week, for fear you may come to do a malacha.
Why can't you chop wood with the cargo? Assuming that the Rambam holds that that's not daksa, you know, the Rishonim hold that it's also to cut with, fine, but he's not one of the Rishonim. So what's the problem with cutting with a cardinal?
So let's, we'll go a little further, a little bit, like we said, Shavuos you have to increase, so we'll go a little further. We also started 5 minutes late. So we'll do the Kilkelis Shabbos, the last page here, the Kilkelis Shabbos. This is the Hakdama to Rabbi Yisrael Lipschitz, the Tiferes Yisrael's Pirish. He's the Yochin Abayis HaMishnayis. And in the beginning of Shabbos, he has a very long Hagdama, goes through all the 39 Malachis. He speaks about them with all the with Rishayim, Achrayim, a beautiful Pirish. And here he goes through other Inyanim, and he talks about here Uvnun Dechol, based on this Rambam. So we'll go through this, and next week we'll have to finish it up with the rest of the Marmakemis over here, which come out with an interesting Chiddush about these Shilas, about the slicers and the apple corers, and we'll see. Because now we're ready, we've veered off of Ramosha's Chiddush, right? Ramosha has his Hagdar and Uvnun Dechol was, really on Shabbos you have to make things easier. But if this is an activity which is normally done during the week to make things for longer use, and for more of a permanent fashion, then even though it would be easier on Shabbos, you can't use that item, that kli, on Shabbos. The Rambam is saying you can't do something which would then lead to malacha. So says the Tiferes Yisrael. Omnam umden de choyl. Ein bashkase migeres harambam. Nun vavam beiz bashele tola kuza. Dein apirish leza kol ma shoyse bachol. Dim kein lo yoicha v'lo yisa gudar shoyse bachol. Right? That was one of the line from the Rambam, which has to be asked when you talk umden de choyl, is anything you do during the week you can't do. You walk, you talk, truth is, you can't talk on Shabbos like you do during the week, Taka, the Gemara says. But you can't lay down the same way you do during the week. You can't walk. So he says, now that's funny because the Rambam only said one. So it seems like the Tiferes Yisrael understood that from the Rambam you could really break it down into three categories. And really, because the Rambam omitted really what seems to be very clear from the Gemara, another Hagdara of Ovdin Dechayel. So he says there's three possibilities. The Hainu. Im sh'asra chacham madav mishum the doyma le'echa me'alamates melachais. Number one. Oy mishum shema idekach yavay la'aseis melacha. That's number two. That's what we explained in the Rambam, that doing this will come to a malacha. And number three, Amishom Tirchi Yisei Rasa. Because it's too much effort has to be put into this activity. So number one is, this malacha is a malacha which you do, this activity is something which you do during the week without a problem. This is not something that will lead to malacha, but the Chacham said this will be asur because you may do one of the 39 malachis if you do this. That's not exactly what the Rambam says. Right? We have to differentiate to you number one and number two over here. Number two is this malacha will lead you to do a malacha. Okay? Shema ya'idei kach yavoy la'asis malacha. That's number two. Number one is that if you do this act, if you're involved in this activity, you may come to do one of the 39 malachas. Now the reason why that is because in the person's mind, it seems like if I could do this, then I could do even one of the 39 malachas. Dugma l'davar, an example. Mitzvah Shem will learn Hilchas oil b'Shabbos, Asiyas oil b'Shabbos, making a tent structure. So one of the more exciting and famous questions about Hilchas oil is opening an umbrella on Shabbos. Okay, Neid Behuda has a tshuva pages long about opening the umbrella on Shabbos. Essentially, the issue of an umbrella on Shabbos is you're making an oil. You're creating a roof which is made for protection from the rain, protection from the sun. That's asur. The Chazon Ish disagrees with the Nei Yehuda and says that what the Nei Yehuda says is asur because of oil. I say it's 100% mutter because of oil. There's no problem at all. Says the Chazon Ish, you know what the problem is? The problem is uvnen dechayel. Uvn nechayel. What's uvn nechayel? Because I use an umbrella during the week, therefore you can't use it on Shabbos. You get the same kasha. Anything I do during the week, I can't do on Shabbos. So what does that mean? The pshat is that the Chazon Ish is saying if we allow you to use an umbrella on Shabbos, to the average person, an umbrella represents and resembles an oil. So if I allow you to use this oil structure on Shabbos, you may come to do malachas which are also because of oil. If I take the umbrella on Shabbos, he says it's no problem of oil. Why? Because it's all made. All you have to do is it's on a hinge, you open it up, no problem. But he says it's uvdin dechayel. Why? Because if my kid sees that I take an umbrella and open it on a Shabbos and sees, look, I have basically a protective covering on top of me, so that the child will say so that it can't be anything wrong if I have take two chairs and put them a few feet apart from each other and then drape a blanket over it, and now I just made a tent on Shabbos, can't be anything wrong because I see my father use an umbrella, which is also a protective covering.
What about a hood?
Right? A hood on what?
A coat.
No, that's not a problem of oil. Too complicated for now. There's no halal tefek, and it's too complicated for now. We'll discuss that when we do oil. But that's what the Chazon Ish says. Why? Because what the umbrella represents is an oil. So even though I'll tell you it's no problem if it's oil, it's zeus oil, but to what it appears to a person is like an oil, it may come to lead to one of the 39 malachas. In this case, it will lead to doing an oil, which is asur on Shabbos.
It's for the Rambam.
So I think it differs. He's splitting it up a little bit, the Kekelis Shabbos. How's he splitting it up? The first problem is if you do something which would resemble doing, which would resemble one of the malachas on Shabbos, and may come for you to do one of the 39 malachas. So how does the terminology uvdin dechayil come in here? Why is it uvdin dechayil? Not so clear. But it's uvdin dechayil in the fact that this is something which would in the person's mind resemble something which is a malacha, asur mishum malacha, and therefore it's asur because it may come to for the person to do one of the 39 malachas. That's hagdara number one. That's category number one. Category number two is exactly like the Rambam said, that this activity during the week leads to a malacha on Shabbos. Okay? Step one is stretching the mishmeres over. Step two is straining. Right? Step one is gathering the peiros. Step two is pushing them together. What was this other case? Chopping wood. So look what he says here. And the third is Tirchi Yaseiru. So we'll read here in the Mishmer, the Kekel Shabbos. V'kula nechlala b'shem Shabbos, kigain. Boirer is echad m'malachas, m'ilamates malachas. V'toldosai, ha'mazaki mashke mishmarav, v'azul ha'zaki mashke mizukog, b'sudrin sheishlem kein guma, b'idemechzi malachas m'shamer, v'amlu nechol gezer shema yishamer. Okay, he's talking about a case of Boirer, which really should be mutter to do. As far as Boirer is concerned, it should be mutter to do. But since this is an activity that in the person's mind resembles Boirer, resembles Mishamer, to strain something, he may come to do Mishamer. So you can't do something which the Chacham were afraid that, and the Chazanish actually in that piece seems to say that is left to the discretion of the Gedolei Hadar, to the discretion of the Chachamim in each dar. What are things that by doing this a person may come to do one of the 39 malachas? So the Chazanish initiated that using an umbrella because of that. Here we see from the Shulchan Aruch already that it's also to strain things which would be permissible as the Boirer issue is concerned, it may come to do a malach of Shemer.
So pre-Chazanish you may have been able to use an umbrella.
Again, the Achrayim before him asked because of actually oil. But he wanted to say it's mutter because of oil, but also good of the chav. Beis uchamay kain high man the solar silta ratzalema mivakeya eitzim dakan lavereish yichay mishum teichin. So if you chop small pieces of wood, that's a problem of teichin. You make small twigs for the fire, that's grinding. But if you chop wood into big pieces, logs, after that's not teichin, right? Teichin we'll be discussing is small pieces. It's asruach amidimechzi ki uvnin dechoil. Mishum dechol amisaltis silta, mechatev eitzim nosh gasim trila. What you do first is first you chop big pieces, and then those pieces you then chop into smaller pieces.
And it's the shinui then that permits it, because that should make a difference. Cardamom or kopitz. The kopitz can also make some.
Right.
It's only the shinui that permits it.
Right. Okay, right. In other words, this is the real doctor of the Rambam. If you permit a person to chop big pieces of wood on Yom Tov for this fire, what's the next step? The next step is small pieces, and that's already malach of teichin. So the issur of chopping wood, with the Gemara said, the Rambam said, is because it's uvdin dechayil. Because chopping big pieces, the next step is small pieces, malacha. So anything that will lead to a malacha is going to be usur. That's the second hagdara. Sticking fruits together, figs together is asur because of ma'amer, because of bundling. If the peiros got scattered, you can take one at a time and eat them. But lo yilaktim yachad, what's of the dechoil? Why does it say weekday activity? Because during the week, after you gather them together, what do you do? Shem Yechab Shem Yachab Ba'asav Yishchayim Shem Ma'amer. That's the second Agdara. Now jump to number three, Gimel. You see a few lines down, there's Gimel, about six or seven lines from the bottom. Four words from the left to the left side. Uchamaykeh mefanin dalad vehei kupay shel tvua. You're allowed to clear out four or five boxes of grain or from of kash or straw from your barn, let's say. You have extra guests who came on Shabbos, and therefore you have to bring in, let's say, tables or chairs from the shed, or you want to eat in a bigger place. So there's a place where you store your food, so you want to clear out a whole bunch of boxes so you should be able to eat and have room for the guests to eat or sleep. Is that mutter? The Gemara says you're allowed to do a certain amount for Archim, v'lo yoyser, mishum tircha yisei rasa. So this is already a third Agdara, which I don't think he's getting it from the Rambam, but he probably means to say that this we already see from the Gemara, there's a third category of the Nechayel. And the third category is tircha yisei rasa, too much tircha, too much exertion of physically, which also may be. This Rabbi Feldman, my Rebbe from Lakewood, explained it, that it also fits into the category of something that may come to Malacha. Why? Listen to this, the connection to the dots here. Shabbos is Yom Menucha, so you have to be more rested and not exert, not do strenuous activity. If one is allowed to do strenuous activity, right, one says, you know what? There's a lot of guests here. Let's clear out. You know, we have stored all these boxes. We have 20 boxes in that room. We now need the room for the guest. Fine, go take the hand card and let's move them all out. So, could you imagine? One shift, three boxes, another three boxes. By the time he's ready on his fourth shift, right, he feels like he's during the week. It just looks like a Sunday afternoon to him, you know. So next thing you know, he's doing, right, he's sweating now, right. So next thing you know, he's doing, he's going to get some Gatorade from the, Gatorade's kosher?
Powerade.
Power from the closet, and he feels like during the weekday, flips on the light. Why? Because he's in a mode, and his whole mindset is one of weekday activity, one of weekday. So that could be also the actual issue of Tircha Yisera. It's not because it's not Shabbos day, because the Zilzul Shabbos. Again, because it may come, because the Rambam says the Chachamim never forbade something because of Undin Dechoyl, except that it may come to Malach. So to recap, but the Kalkelas of Shabbos here, Tiferes Yisrael, is saying one type of Dechoyl is that this activity that you're engaged in would be in the person's mind similar to something which is a malacha, and therefore he may make the mistake to do an actual malacha, one of the 39 malachas. B, the second type of possibility is this activity that you're engaged in, which during the week, the next step is to do an actual malacha. They forbade that as well. And C is something that involves too much tircha is also going to be usher, because that also may lead to a person thinking that it's not Shabbos anymore and come to do a malacha. Those are the three categories which the Tiferes Yisrael sets up, and that's why he explains all of these various cases. Now, based on that, we'll have to see next week that it would seem that since there are three categories here, some things the Shulchan Aruch says that because of Mishum Mitzvah, it's permissible to do Uvda Dechoyl. So we'll have to see which categories are mutter because of that, and how that applies to the other cases that we spoke about.